broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go everywhere, anywhere, places other talk shows don't dare. We're also online at philhendryshow.com. If you go to philhendryshow.com and you have a backstage pass, you can watch us on live streaming video right now. It is Phil TV in HD. Behind me, the rolling, beautiful blue Pacific. This is where we broadcast from out here at the El Pacifico each and every night. We'd like you to join us. In fact, we demand that you join us. You can also access a daily podcast of our show with your backstage pass delivered directly to your pod thing. Or you can access thousands of hours of archive material. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. But I mentioned that for the purpose of you being with us here this evening. We also would like to welcome on board a brand new affiliate in Seattle, Washington, KVI. How wonderful it is to be back on the air with you great guys in Seattle, Washington. KVI, 570 KVI, Smart Talk. And I hope we don't, you know, it's Smart Talk, you know.
Yeah, you got the talk's good and everything.
You know, if it's Smart Talk, here's what we need to do. Don't say, so you got to do Smart to Talk good. You know,
yeah, you gotta say it right, man. What did I say?
It's Smart Talk, so you gotta talk good. Just let me handle it. It's Smart Talk, so we gotta talk. It's gonna be fine. A lot of stuff in the news, a lot of stuff having to do with politics. There's a couple of interesting sports things that have been going on. There's a number of things, a Twitter news story, and it may not mean much to a lot of you. It may mean a lot to some of you. Kanye West was on Twitter last night. And he was opening up, and I think there were some beautiful things that he had to say, and I don't think anybody took them serious. Everybody was mocking him, but I for my money, I heard a young man with a lot of material resource wanting to do good things for the world, and somebody's going to have to sit him down and tell him how things work. Now, before we do anything else, we have Casey Anthony came out with a new vlog, a video log today. And it was a bit of a story. We followed the Casey Anthony trial quite closely on this show. We, like you, were, you know, dismayed by the result of that trial. And the woman's subsequent behavior has been of interest a little bit, not much to me anyway. But now she shows herself on her video log, and she is there with short hair, blonde hair. And we're going to play the contents of that on the line with me from tonight from Pasadena's David G. Hall. We also have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in the studio. And I know that you had some parameters, David, before we play this video log of Casey Anthony's.
Well, the first thing that I wanted to say, first of all, Phil, is we appreciate, as you said, we appreciate our new listeners in Seattle. And we also want to point out the great support we've gotten from the great listeners in New York City. Who've responded to the Phil Hendry Show and elsewhere. Now, I want to say this. This is a serious news story. This woman is accused, as you know, Phil, or was accused, and she was acquitted of murdering her own child. Now, she was acquitted, and I need for you and I need for the audience to hear me say to you that we don't want to turn this into a comedy routine.
I understand.
All right, so this is an important moment, I think, in the life of this news story. This woman, Casey Anthony, now opening up with this video log. I don't imagine she says where she's living. That would probably not be a very wise thing for her to do, but I do think that looking at it, and it's in black and white, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I just noticed that. The fact that it is black and white, that she's using a black and white camera, maybe she rolled the color off of it, or whoever posted it.
I don't know, but that does say a little bit. I want you to make sure, though, that you don't do some of the things that I've heard people doing, which is to make these sounds, make these irreverent sounds, and Bud Dickman is there.
Yes, sir, I heard.
Okay, so we understand.
Yes, sir. Let me go ahead. You wanted to stay on the line, right?
I do, because I haven't heard it myself. The contents of it.
All right, let's go ahead and roll this. Casey Anthony talking here. This is her video log, and it was making news today. I don't know where she is. She's in a home someplace. She has changed the look. She has blonde hair. It's short. She's wearing glasses. And here we go.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th.
Hold on for a minute. Stop
Thursday,
it. If you don't mind, Phil, I'd like you to stop the tape for just a minute.
Okay. And I'm just stop the tape
for just a minute so that I can make...
Okay, it's, yes.
You had me on. I heard. I wasn't. Was I on the air?
Yes, you were on the air. What did you do, bud?
I plotted down. Sorry.
Okay, we plotted you down by mistake.
Yeah, keep my line live, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Casey Anthony, this is her video log and...
So, this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and... I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far.
Yeah.
Stop the tape for a minute. What did I just hear you guys do?
I'm sorry?
What did I just hear Dickman say?
Well, he said, oh, brother.
I said, oh, brother.
Yeah, and then I heard you go, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to turn this into some comedy bit.
I didn't know that was a comedy. I mean, we were commenting.
No, I don't want to hear any, yeah, or any of that.
Well, are you telling me that we are not allowed to react to the tape?
No, you can react all you want. React all you want. But what I heard Dickman going, oh, brother, and you going, hey. You know,
I don't think I even did that, David. I mean, but what did you say?
I said, oh, brother, and you going, hey.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I just said. That's what I said. People want to hear what Casey Anthony has to say and not listen to you two guys color it with sarcasm. You understand? So,
I didn't know I was coloring it with sarcasm by just going, huh, you know.
No. You didn't go, huh. I heard Dickman say, oh, brother, and you went, hey, hey. What are you laughing at?
I didn't do that. I don't remember doing that.
Look at Phil. I'm not kidding around here. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't want any commentary and any sarcasm and satire and all this. It's a serious news story. And we've got people that are listening, got new people in Seattle and elsewhere. So let's do this like professionals.
David, everything I do as a professional.
Okay, hold on. Hey! Oh, my goodness. Are you happy now? Okay?
I wasn't... Talk about sarcasm.
Look, I want to get this done before the break in a professional manner.
Okay.
Please start the tape.
All right. Casey Anthony and her video log... Boom, here we go.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far.
All right, stop the tape. God,
it's obviously different.
I swear to God, Bill, you know.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What did I do now, man? I didn't do anything.
You went,
Yeah, I did hear that, Phil.
Oh, get out of here, man. All I did was exhale.
What?
I exhaled.
No. I heard distinctly she's going to my new video. She's, in other words, she's in a place of insecurity, and you go, Swear to you, if I was close to you, I'd probably smell the onions on your breath. And,
well, thank you for that, David. Talk about childish.
What are you talking about? You're the guy that is exhaling in this exhibitionist manner while I'm trying to hear this news story.
I did not exhale in an exhibitionist manner. I exhaled.
Boy, it did sound like you was bored.
Boy, I really like how you're turning on me.
I'm not just sounding like you're bored.
What do you think, Robert?
Well, I mean, it did sound all you like going,
Yeah, see? I heard you go, and she's going, I'm really trying to figure out my computer. And
now, who's mocking who?
I'm not mocking her. I'm giving the counterpoint of the whole thing. She's going, I want to do my computer. And you go, Like, if you had garlic on your breath, you would have killed everyone in the room. So,
all right, fine. Isn't that funny? So we'll play the tape. I'm sorry that I was breathing.
Oh, don't get like that, Phil.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I said if you're going to breathe, if you're going to breathe, you're going to breathe like this. Good God! Have some decency.
Oh, I wasn't doing that, David. All I did was... Here is the tape. I'm sorry I made a noise.
Ball game for me, because I've never used this before. So, I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been. I guess, to start off this one. Just a few updates from the last
few
days.
Stop the tape!
What?
Are you going to tell me that you didn't hear yourself go, you snort like a pig?
Yeah, you were snorting some snot down.
What? I was still...
Are you an idiot or something?
No, I'm not an idiot. I didn't think that you didn't want me to make noises. I thought you didn't want me to criticize.
I don't want you to criticize.
Then how is me snorting criticizing?
It sounded to me like you were going to, you know, you were going to go ahead and lay a loogie. It sounded like this. You went... Like you were ready to just fire one.
Oh, bull crap, man. I didn't do anything of the sort. I snorted or sniffed, and that was it.
No. Now, Bud, what do you think?
Well, that yeah, it did sound like you were going, you know.
Yeah, like you got a bullseye, man.
No, you guys are lying now.
No, we're not.
Wait, what do you call them, liars?
Because they don't want to lose their jobs, and they want to stay in tight with you. Bull crap. No, I didn't.
Phil, I swear to God, you went... Hey, turn around and look at me. Just like that.
No, I didn't do that.
Well, not just like that. But that was the intent.
No, it was not the intent, man. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Look, don't squeal like a... Please, Phil, Don't squeal like a woman, all right? And
I'm not squealing. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to play this. I won't make any noise, but the minute you say anything, I'm going to turn your phone off. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, Casey Anthony's vlog. Like there's anything on there to listen to. We'll be back with it. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall is along with us. Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard here. I failed to mention at the outset that we do have a slight technical disadvantage this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our phones have been intermittent. The phone bank that we use is, as we say in the technical world, intermittent, which means it's not reliable. We've had a number of calls dropped. We've had connection problems from the people who are calling us to actually get them on the air. So, unfortunately, because of that, we are not going to be able to take phone calls this evening unless we get a green light at some point, which I'm not quite sure when that will be, if it will be. I'm sure that they'll get the problem worked out eventually. But we do have, as I say, it's a technical situation that will arise from time to time. All right. We were talking about Casey Anthony and her video blog, or vlog, I should say, her video vlog, her vlog. That's,
Yeah, it's called a vlog.
Okay, a vlog. I'll get David G. Hall back up on the line here in just a moment. Unfortunately, I closed out the program that I was using, but it's her video diary, if you want to just use a term that everybody is conversant with. And here it is, and I'm not going
so
to...
So this is my first video diary. It is October
13th. Well, I mean, you interrupted her, you know.
Thursday.
Yeah, thank you, David.
But here she is. She starts talking.
And I'm just
That's what you're doing right now.
My new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ballgame for me. I've never used this before. So I guess
wait, hold on for a minute.
Tedious as my audio
stop
recordings.
It, bud. Wait a second. A minute ago, you were telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
What are you going?
Well, she sounds like an idiot.
I thought you didn't want any sarcasm.
I don't want any from you.
Well, then, how come you get to be sarcastic?
Phil, I happen to be an officer with the company Henry Radio that has a part in syndicating your. What do you mean? Where do you? Why are you even asking me questions? I happen to be a part of the administrative authority of your show, and
which means you can come on here and go and do anything that you want.
No, I'm not that petty. I wanted to make sure that you and Dickman and Robert, who have been known to say some of the most tasteless things imaginable, I wanted to make sure that you guys. We're under wraps and under control. Excuse me. Now, that I didn't mean to do.
Oh, okay. So I'm under wraps and under control. You're belching.
So we have one belch. I apologized. I'm sorry. I've been drinking coffee all day. My stomach is a wreck. I haven't had a thing to eat. And you know what I'm doing? I'm out there pitching for you.
I appreciate that, David.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Sounds to me like you don't appreciate it. It sounds to me like you're looking for an excuse.
No, I'm not looking for any excuse. I'm simply trying to find, as we say, the parameters. Can we keep playing this?
I'm not stopping you. You're the guy to stop the tape.
Okay. Thank you. Casey Anthony.
Have been. I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this. And I'm extremely...
She's a real piece of ass, though, isn't she?
Hold on for a minute. See, that's exactly what I mean. That comment right there, which is something that I would never have been... You would never have let me get away with something like that.
What?
She's a piece of ass, isn't she?
That's not sarcasm. I was just looking at her. You know, the more you talk, the less people hear of the Casey Anthony video diary. They want to hear her, not you. As much as you think you're wonderful, Phil, they want to hear her.
And they don't want to hear you going, well, she's a piece of ass, ain't she?
Well, what are you sitting there telling me she's not?
This has got nothing to do with anything, what you're talking about right now. I want to hear this. Put him on hold.
Don't you dare put me on
there. Oh, God, the silence. Casey Anthony.
My new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ball game for me, because I've never used this before. So I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been.
Wait. What the hell was that? What did I just hear?
He was the wrong button.
What button are you trying to hit?
I was trying to just find the door. The remote to the door.
For who?
For Mr. Hall. He's going to be here.
Just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been...
Just shut up, will you?
...all too much going on except now for this. And I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log.
Okay. All right. That's it. Both of you guys...
I didn't do anything! Get out of here! I didn't do it.
I don't care. Get out. Both of you.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even, you know, as silly as saying that I have a computer and a camera and a phone, granted, you know, I wouldn't have the phone without
you. Oh, great. Oh,
I've actually now paid for my own computer.
Mm-hmm.
The camera was a gift, but these are things that are mine that I don't have to...
Yeah,
I don't know, that I don't have to give back.
Who gives a crap, lady? Who cares about you?
It's kind of nice finally being able to say that I have some belongings that are mine that I'll be able to take with me after I leave here next year.
The Earth. Next year. She's leaving next year. Aha. A hint. A clue. Well, this is next year. She did this in October. How come we're just seeing it now? And why do I care? Well, it's a look into the mind of a sociopath. It's a psychopath. They are self-centered people. They're not aware of feelings that others have. All they know is their own and how their world sucks and how, look at what's happened to me, and at least I have something that I can call my own, my computer. If you think that she's going to feel bad about what you and I and all of us know she did, no, she never will. She can't. It's physically impossible. Do you understand? She can't do it. What do you want, bud?
Oh, nothing. Mr. Hall said that what you're doing right now is really good, and he wants to be able to hear it.
He can listen on the radio.
No, he wanted to come on the air and just apologize.
Is he on the line?
Line two.
Unbelievable. Yeah, David.
I'm really sorry, Phil. I what you're saying is really good. Can I hang out and listen?
Yes, you can hang out and listen.
I'm very, very sorry. I shouldn't have...
What I'm basically saying here is that Casey Anthony...
Do you really think she doesn't care about people?
Can I say what I want to say without you butting in?
Sorry.
Well, now here we are, the end of the segment. Thanks a lot.
Please don't hang up.
Then we're going to comment on it. I'm not letting him on the air. I ain't letting you on the air, or you on the air. You, all of you out there. You're members of the Largo Volunteers. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's from High Plains Drifter.
That's right.
You, all of you. I'm just kidding.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. With me tonight is Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard. We've had David G. Hall with us. I've attempted to play the Casey Anthony vlog. Now we're going to play it all through because what I've done is just locked the studio. Everybody is gone. We'll play this vlog. We'll comment on it. We'll, discuss it. We will bandy it about. We'll kick it around. Kick her around in lieu of her being here. We'll kick something around that looks like her. In any event, here she is.
So this is my first video diary. It is October 13th, which is a Thursday.
She recorded this obviously in October.
And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far. It's obviously a different ball game for me because I've never used this before. So I guess these will be as tedious as my audio recordings have been.
I never heard any of those.
I guess to start off this one, just a few updates from the last few days. There really hasn't been all too much going on except now for this. And, I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely excited that I'll be able to Skype and obviously keep a video log.
Skype. She's going to
take some pictures, and then I have something that I can finally call mine.
You're listening to Casey Anthony.
It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine, and now that I have something even, as silly as saying that I have a computer.
Right.
And a camera and a phone, granted.
Mm-hmm. It is silly.
And I wouldn't have the phone without actually now paid
Chuck
for my own computer. The camera was a gift, but these are things that are mine that I don't have to give back.
Like your kid, you had to give
nice
back to
being able to say
God,
that I have some belongings that are mine that I'll be able to take with me after I leave here next year.
And head to hell. Now, just a comment, the kid, she doesn't have anymore, so she can't, it was fun when you had that kid, but now the kid's dead. You have to find something else. She's got a camera and a computer, and she bought
it's
the camera, so.
Think about, actually. I know it's going to be a while since I leave. I'll be here for many, many months more, even if I'm only here for 6 months, even if I get off probation early. I'll still be here at least until February, the end of February. 7 months, March, my birthday. It's just either way. Whether it's 6 months or it's a year from now or a year from the middle of August. I don't know.
Yeah.
This has just been such a blessing in so many ways.
Oh, you bet.
More and now I in some ways have someone to talk to even when I'm by myself, so I'm not.
Right. Well, you can talk to us.
Poor dog. Who I've adopted, and I love.
A dog.
And he's as much my dog as any of the other pets I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Dog hasn't much got much time.
I've ever had, if not more so.
Not more so?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are
boring. Whether to look directly at myself, or look up, or
look at yourself. Do what you always do. And by the way, that dog, I give it, a few weeks. Well,
oh, man. I don't know. Just a little surreal how much things have changed since July.
The kid died.
How many things haven't changed.
Still a dead kid.
But the good thing is that things are starting to look up and things are starting to change in a good way. And just hope they stay, that things stay good and that they only get better.
What is that that they say?
They'll only get better.
Really don't have much to say, do you, there, Casey?
So this is the end of my first video log. I'll probably do another one later.
Maybe you'll what?
Maybe I'll bring the dog. Who knows?
Yeah, bring the dog, and you can kill it on camera.
But this is, again, the first of many. And
oh, goody.
I'm looking forward to this.
Well,
it's a little scary because I hate being on camera, but...
Sure you do.
I don't know. I need to conquer that fear at some point, and this is a good start. So?
It's not really a good start.
Something.
Yeah.
It's the end of the first. Just the beginning.
Yeah. Blow it out your, you know what. So there is her first vlog. You can see the emptiness there, the complete emptiness that only a psychopath can achieve. And the reason for that is because they have no emotional life, it's really difficult for them to fantasize or conceptualize things beyond their own sick fantasies, which have to do with death and the dismemberment, or at least the destruction of other human beings. And that's nothing they're going to cop to on a video vlog. So, or a video log, or a video diary, or a vlog, or a dog, or a four-legged log, or, you know, whatever.
Probably the dog. Call out a video dog that the dog's going to kill.
She better not kill that dog. It's just an alert to the Humane Society and anybody, you know, she's got a dog? You know how these psychopaths start out? Killing animals, man, and starting fires and wetting their beds. Now, somebody may think that that's sexy. I don't. Anyway, she is a, boy, she's textbook, man. She is a textbook psycho, which means she has got no feeling. Now, here's the thing that I was mentioning to Dan during a break, because I've done a lot of studying on these people. I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm none of that, okay? But I've read a lot of books, and I've, I'm smart, not like people say. I'm not dumb like people say. I'm smart. So what I did was, read up on this, and you'll find out that psychopaths are so, I'm telling you, you got to listen to this. This is very important. Psychopaths lack conscience to such an extent that they fool us all the time. Why do you think these people are able to gain the confidence of others? And why do you think they're able to gain our trust and our belief and have us arguing about the guilt or the innocence of them? Because they're able to put on the face of sanity. There was a book written in the 40s. It was a groundbreaking book called, what do you think it was called? It's called The Mask of Sanity. It was about psychopaths. It was the first book written. It was written by a Canadian doctor, I believe. The first psychiatrist to say, this is, we got a situation here, okay? And you have to understand, these are not sick people. They're abnormal people. That's the truth. They're abnormal.
What are you talking about, abnormal? She said she's going to kill a baby.
What? She never said she was going to kill a baby. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, man, she's not going to come out and say it.
She won't say she's going to kill a baby. She's going to go along with her life and say, boy, my life really sucks. What's impeding my life? I know this kid. I'll kill it.
Yeah, but don't you think she's going to feel bad about it?
No, she's not going to feel bad. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No.
Then how come they cry and everything?
They're crying for themselves, man. Let me give an example. When she was on the stand and her mother was recounting things, her mother started to cry, and then Casey Anthony started to cry. Casey Anthony was not crying out of empathy for her mother. She was crying for herself. She was being reminded by her mother of all the situations that she had been in and was in currently that made her life difficult. She was shedding tears for how crappy her life was. Now, this is not a conscious choice these people make. They're born this way. They're born that way as much as someone with a birth defect is born that way. You can't predict it. You don't know. They are now believing in some, areas of science that it is a genetic trait, that it's a mutation that is handed down from generation to generation in the gene pool and goes back to a time in human history when you needed to be hardcore and without a conscience, that somehow back in the day, humans had to be without feeling in order to survive. And I can certainly well imagine that, and that survives in some people to this day. And you have to imagine, it must be something that traces back hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years. The need to be hardcore and cold and calculating to survive has found its way into the genes of a select few. 4% is the number, by the way. 4% of the human race.
4% of just anybody?
4% of any group of people. I think that's about, I think that's the number. 4% are psychopaths. Now, to give you an example, give you a comparison, 3.7, I think they broke it down, 3.5 to 3.7% are anorexic. So we have a problem far more severe, or at least more severe, than anorexia, and yet nobody knows anything about it. Nothing. We're talking about anorexia till the cows come home, man. We got these psychopaths running around out there. They run businesses. They're not all murderers. They're not all sadistic, what they call sadistic psychopaths. Most psychopaths are people that simply lie, steal, cheat, and drive you insane. As soon as you think you've made a point with them, they turn around and they make another point, and you think you're starting a conversation all over again. Have you ever had a conversation like that with somebody? Have you ever had a conversation with someone who refuses to take responsibility for anything that they've done, even though it's clear to you and everybody else that they were completely destructive in their actions? Have you ever talked to those people and tried to get them to see you're never going to do it, man, because they, as far as they're concerned, the whole world is like them, and you're lying?
What are you talking about?
What I mean is, if you confront a psychopath and try to get them to take responsibility for something, they're not going to do it. They're going to get pissed, and they're going to get pissed because they're thinking to themselves, listen to this jackass trying to pretend like he's not like me. He is. The whole world is like this. I'm just better at it than them.
So they think everybody's like them.
Yeah. Yes. In varying degrees. And they just look for the weakest to take advantage of. It's not a moral issue, folks. It's not something they decided to do. It's what they are. And that's scary. And they're not sick. They're abnormal. And when we say they're not sick, what we're saying is they know the difference between right and wrong. They know what they're supposed to do, what they shouldn't do. They got that down in spades, man. And the worst thing you could do with these people is send them to a psychiatrist or a therapist, because all they do is they learn how to bullcrap even better than they used to. They sit and they stare at these psychiatrists and they bullcrap them. So there's Casey Anthony. Guess what she's doing, man? She's trying to run a game on us. Talk about how her life sucks. Talk about how she's, I finally have some, there's some guy out there, there's some schmuck out there who is buying into her bullcrap, who's going to want to write to her, who's going to want to become her pen pal, who may even want to marry her because she's a real piece of tail. And yes, David.
I don't appreciate you talking that way about Casey. I've had some communication.
Oh, will you get out of here?
David Hall, you want to marry her and everything.
No, he doesn't. He's acting like a jackball. But there's some jackass out there that's going to want to marry her and give her the life she never had. You know, he's going to want to understand her. Buddy, now that's a dead man walking, that dude.
You think she'd kill a man?
Yeah, yeah. If you kill a kid, you'll kill a man. Not a problem. It's easy. Poison? Hire somebody? You see them do it all the time, don't you? Remember that show that we were watching the other night, Bud, there on Investigation Discovery?
Yeah, like that lady, she hired a guy to kill her husband.
There's a million of them, man. A million of them. They're all over the place. She kills her kid, you better believe she'll kill a husband. Don't worry about it. And it doesn't, you see, in their mind, they're not going to get caught. You and I are going to say, well, won't that be an obvious trail? She kills her daughter, now her husband turns up dead. Not to her, it's not. To her, nobody's going to believe that she killed her husband because she's good, man. She can bullcrap people about her kid. Why can't she bullcrap people about her husband? She doesn't see the bigger picture. One of the things about psychopaths is they don't plan too good, man.
The one I'm getting caught?
They just don't plan for the future. They don't. They are the worst in many ways at committing crimes because they think they're so good at bullcrapping and finagling things that they are, you know, they'll be able to talk their way out of it. And they ain't near as good as they think they are, and they wind up getting caught. And then they wind up driving all the rest of us nuts as we watch them on trial, not taking responsibility for anything, not apologizing for anything, not copping to anything, just sitting there and acting the way they do. and lying about everything, and, you know, just like she did. And there you go. So,
better tell people about the phones and everything.
Yeah, the phones don't work. The only phone that works is David Hall's line, our newsmaker line. That's it. All of our phones tonight are down for a technical realignment, reassessment. Maybe we'll take the whole thing and throw it out in the middle of a road and have a truck run it over. I don't know, but we do have an intermittent problem. It happens. It is, though, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Join us at philhendryshow.com, Phil TV in HD. Coming back, Kanye West floods Twitter with thoughts and feelings and thoughts and feelings. And it wasn't any more interesting than Casey Anthony's. No, I'm kidding. It was okay. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we may have a visit from Dr. Ron Tarter and a discussion with him on a interesting series of articles published from Dr. Stephen Hawking. And I don't know if these were articles that he published himself or they were thoughts that were put down for him. I don't know. But in any event, Dr. Hawking was asked, you know, what still confuses you or what do you still find wonder in? And he said, women. I don't get women. Here it is here. What mystifies Dr. Hawking? Women. So,
yeah, well, how you figure out you
just shut up, bud, okay?
Are you in a hover-round?
All right, he's in a hover-round.
How are you doing out of that?
Shut up.
Okay.
So we'll talk to Dr. How do you do it out of that, man?
You said he got a deal.
Who are you talking about now? Don't talk in code. What are you guys talking about?
You said that Dr. Hawking got a deal of a hover round. Yeah, he's doing an endorsement.
He ain't doing any hover round endorsement. That was Tarter who said that. Tarter's got a problem with Hawking. Always has. Always will. And that's his trouble. It ain't mine. And I don't know nothing, man, said Sergeant Schultz. Okay? So,
what?
Sergeant Schultz.
He don't know that Hogan hero. What's Hogan?
Hogan's Heroes.
Is that... He thought it was about a, you know, lady with a boob.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
You said Hogan Hero.
What did you think it was, a calendar series or something?
Yeah.
You're an idiot, you know that? I mean, a real idiot, man. Hogan's Heroes, even people that are your age know what Hogan... It was a TV show. Okay?
Oh, that, yeah, the one with the soldiers.
You're an idiot. You knew full well what I was talking about. You just wanted a Hogan hero? Oh, wow. Hogan's Heroes, see, I can tell.
Well.
Hogan's Heroes was a TV show, and Sergeant Schultz was the guy, he was the German that kept bugging everybody. Okay? Thank you. Kanye West floods Twitter with a train of thoughts. Everybody was making fun of his grammar and, he was just, to me, I read his stuff, and the first thing that hit me was not so much to mock it, it was to say, you know, you've got grand plans and grand schemes, and God knows you have the resources to do what you want to do. Will you, can you, should you, would you, you know, well, here it is. Rapper Kanye West had the Twitterverse buzzing on Thursday. I got off the air last night, and I went over to Twitter, and my God, everybody, you know, was talking about Kanye West. Here we just broke our ass doing a three-hour radio show. Are they talking about us? Hell no, man. They're talking about Kanye West, as well they should, because, in any event, the Watch the Throne rapper spent more than 3 hours posting numerous tweets discussing his struggles in the fashion industry, his views on politics and infrastructure, and being inspired by his late mother, Donda, to start a design company in her name. We need to take what Michael Jackson felt and McQueen and Steve Jobs, and we need to make things better. McQueen is the designer Anthony McQueen, who passed on at the age of 41 or 2. He passed on. He committed suicide and was quite prolific and was very much admired and a man of achievement. And so his young death was tragic. This is Kanye West talking on Twitter. Okay, so that sounds good. During the early hours of Thursday morning from London, referring to the late singing legend and, of course, the fashion designer and Apple's founding visionary. Media outlets tried to interpret West's posts in various ways. interpret with publications such as Slate focusing on West's announcement of design company Donda, while others like MTV opted to highlight tweets telling readers what was on the rapper's mind. He's a mad genius, said Ian Drew, music editor of Us Weekly. His ideas are grandiose, but if you look at the history of Kanye, he would tweet an idea and it would happen. He's trying to be understood and heard. Now, a lot of the things that he said are admirable. And I think the reason why people reacted the way they did was, you know, if you've got a lot of bread, you and you are aware that you have a lot of bread, and not aware that you have a lot of bread just because you can spend it all on stuff. If you have a lot of bread, you and you're an aware person or a conscious person, you suddenly realize there's some great things I can do with this. And he was talking about sort of marrying creative impulses, the music business, design business, with education and government. And the cat was like, you know, going off on all that stuff. And Rich, at least he said something like, I haven't bought any jewelry or cars in 2 years.
That's bullcrap.
You don't believe that?
No way.
All right. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Ron Tarner coming up next hour. And we'll read a little more about Kanye and all that stuff.
There's no way he invites. He's got gold teeth.
Phil Henry.
No, he doesn't. He has diamond teeth.